Welcome or welcome back to my YouTube channel. I am Prarthna and today I'm going to be talking to you about how to build a millionaire mindset. Over the past few months of building and creating my own coaching business, which is such a spiritual journey, I've really understood what a millionaire mindset means and how to cultivate that in my day-to-day life. So let me first start by defining what a millionaire mindset means to me, right? So a millionaire mindset means detaching from the outcomes, really being at peace with the present moment and embodying your most authentic self and your future self. How do you do that? How do you get to have this millionaire mindset every day? Now, of course, on a certain days where it's very hard to have a millionaire mindset, your 40% is your 100% on some days, right? And that is more than enough. But for most parts of it, and how we can actually exercise this muscle or this part of our brain is by practicing and understanding the law of attraction. This has been life-changing to me. I have woken up every single day for the past 1 year listening to a podcast by Abraham Hicks and about manifestation and law of attraction to understand the workings of our universe. And it's insane because, to be honest, like, I didn't believe in it and I thought it was fluffy for a really long time until I kind of manifested stuff and then reflected and I was like, wait, what the fuck? So let's start with the law of attraction. It basically states that you attract not what you do, but who you are. So it's all about identity shifts and what you believe about yourself, your self-perception. So if you feel like you're a loser, if you feel you're not good enough, you will find more evidence proving that you're not good enough. And you will start creating that in your life. Whereas if you think positive thoughts and if you think like you're a winner, you will start proving that you're a winner. So our thoughts actually create our reality. And that's how the whole manifestation works. That's how the premise of it is. Now, the reason is because thoughts affect our emotions, and emotion is everything. Emotions are our energy in motion. Emotions are what attracts opportunities, situations, and people in our life. And so vibrating on a higher emotional level is so important to attract all those opportunities, all our desires, all our dreams on that particular level. So again, first, ask yourself, what are these big, impossible goals you really want to achieve in your career, in your business in 2024, for example, right? Ask yourself like the three big impossible goals you want to achieve. Write them down on a piece of paper. And no, I'm not like those manifestation gurus who's going to be like, you know, put them underneath your pillow and you'll get it. Like, I believe that manifestation leads to aligned action, which takes you closer to your goals. And I think that when you start manifesting, what you're doing is you're opening yourself up to possibilities of opportunities coming into your place that could help you go to higher places. So manifestation is just not visualizing and doing nothing about it. It is, you know, aligning yourself at a higher energy level. And how you do this is, again, your thoughts, you know, and your actions can affect your emotions. So you can do it through two channels. One is your thoughts, like how you think, and the second is your actions, what action you really take to get to a different energy level or emotional point in your life. So say I'm feeling super low, what I do is I first spend how much ever time I need to really feel it, but not to dwell in it. So to feel it, to process what has happened, then acceptance comes in, and then after that I'm ready to like move on with life. And when I reach that stage of moving on, it's like, okay, now that I'm done processing these low emotions, what is something I can think or what is something I can do to help me feel better? Literally, that's it. Like, that's me putting myself on a higher energy level in order to attract better opportunities, people, and situations in my life. And that's the number one step for manifestation. So the way I do it, and I'm going to share with you like my thought model and what I've been using very frequently, very recently, is the unintentional thought model and the intentional thought model. So the unintentional thought model starts with circumstance. What is this shitty thing happening in your life that is causing you pain or grief or anger or frustration or whatever those low-lying emotions are, right? So circumstance. Then thought. What are you thinking, you know, in this situation? So it could be like, for example, I'm not getting any clients is the circumstance. Circumstance is always a fact. Then you have thought, which is, what am I doing wrong? Like, why am I not good enough? Right? And then you have feeling. How does that make you feel? Disappointed, upset. Then you have action. What action do you take after you get that feeling? You feel demotivated. Sometimes action could be inaction, really not taking any action and being paralyzed. And that's happened to me so many times when I get overwhelmed, disappointed, upset about like not being at a desirable place that I want to be. I have literally like been super in this position of inaction. And then result, which is R, which is the last part of the unintentional thought model. And what is result? Result is, what does this action make you do? So result is not getting any more clients because I'm sitting at home and not doing shit because I'm so disappointed at myself. So that's the unintentional thought model. The intentional thought model, an easy way to remember the intentional one, which I use, is craft. So again, start with circumstance. The same thing, the same shitty scenario of not getting clients, right? R, which is result. What result do you want? You want to get ideal clients. You want to attract ideal clients. A, action. What action do you have to take? Show up online. Show up as your authentic self. You know, pitch your products and services. F, feeling. How would that make you feel when you do that? Like, how do you want to feel? You want to feel confident, empowered, and excited and grounded. And then after feeling comes T, thoughts, right? And your thoughts at that moment, what would you have to think to feel empowered and confident? I am good enough. I'm super valuable. People would love to listen to me and love to hear and learn from me. And so those thoughts that you have can become your set of affirmations that you keep in front of you, whether that's on a mirror in your bathroom or somewhere you can see every single day, so that you reaffirm and repeat. And what repetition does and why it's so important is that it creates a new neural pathway in your brain to cause a new belief system for yourself. So all these disempowering beliefs can literally be reconverted into empowering beliefs that you use on a daily basis. So that is my model. That's what I use to just energetically align to a higher place to attract better opportunities, people and situations in my life. And that's like the first step, which is controlling your mind, which is controlling your thoughts and having that kind of discipline, internal discipline. And that's my first step of mastering the law of attraction. Now, when it comes to mastering the law of detachment, how do you do that? How do you detach from, say, not having clients or convert or not having your business do well on certain months? Because an entrepreneurial part is like super risky and it's all up and down. There's no stability, especially in the initial months, right? I'm in those months right now. So speaking from like lack of financial stability, it's like, how do you detach yourself from all these circumstances that are happening around you and still be at peace every single month of the year, whether the money is coming in or not? Now, the way I detach myself is, this is going to sound so cliche now that I'm thinking about it, but it is trusting and surrendering to a higher power or to the universe, basically having faith. And now that can mean whatever for you. If you're religious, it could be having faith in God. I am very spiritual, so for me, it's having faith in this higher power, in the universe, and in the process itself. And I always believe that I'm in the right place at the right time all the time. And I believe that all good things are coming to me. I believe that everything that happens, happens for a reason, happens for my higher good, and it happens to help me evolve and grow into a better person. And I truly, truly believe that. I've seen that with my life. And when you have a belief, and if you want to strengthen it, because it's an empowering belief that you want to have in your life, look for evidence to strengthen it. Don't look for evidence of the contrary. Look for evidence to strengthen that empowering belief. So say I want to believe that everything that happens, happens for my good. I look at my past and I look at a shitty thing that happened and how I really dodged a bullet, like for rejections, right? A lot of times, especially when I was studying back in Singapore in SMU, there were a lot of times I faced rejections with internships and getting into the companies I really wanted to get into. And when I faced rejections, I used to like cry my eyes out for hours. But later in life, I looked back and I was like, oh my God, like I dodged a bullet. Or I saw someone else suffering in that internship and I'm like, damn. Thank God I didn't get in. But yeah, you know, when you look at these things and you really reflect, you will find evidence that things happen and they happen for your best, like for your good, best interests, yeah? And so it's really important to understand that and master the art of detachment by trusting to the process and allowing it to give you evidence and reflecting on life experiences to give yourself that evidence to build that empowering belief that everything that happens, happens for your good. Even in terms of comparison, I don't compare myself to people as much as I used to because I believe that I'm in my own unique path. And a lot of this comes from spirituality, just knowing that you were born with a different set of karma than anyone else. So there's no point comparing because all of y'all are going to be on different paths in order to lessen that karma, in order to live a life to lessen that karma and to impact and serve people in your best way possible, living a life of purpose, right? Now, purpose is so subjective. It means multiple different things for multiple different people. And it could be multiple things for one person if you're multi-passionate. But it's just that when you see yourself as someone so unique, like you're one in 8 billion, literally, like, there's no one else like you. No one else has the same combination of traits and abilities and strengths and weaknesses that you have, which makes you so cool. Like, just imagine that. You're 1 in 8 billion. So the fact that you're so rare, how can you compare? You can't compare an apple with an orange, right? So how can we compare ourselves to people? Because we're all on such different spiritual journeys. And I truly believe that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, not the other way around. And I feel like we're born at all different levels of karmas. So you can't compare yourself to anyone else's journey. And I also do believe in divine timing. I believe the right thing will come at the right time. And I completely trust that. And to be honest, once I started doing that, and it took me a really long time to trust this, but once I started trusting it, I have felt so much more at peace with myself and with my surroundings and with all these fluctuations in my business than I would have in the past. So this is how I've been strengthening and building my millionaire mindset. Another aspect of building a millionaire mindset is looking at your negative emotions in a positive way. For example, say you're envious or jealous of something that someone has. It's actually showing you what you really desire and want in life, which is why it's making you so jealous and envious. So when you feel jealousy, all you take from that emotion is self-awareness and understanding your desires in life, and then move on. And the reason is because I feel like a lot of our negative emotions kind of shows us either our triggers, which we have to heal, or what we really deeply desire in life. And that is just like more information for us and more insight into our lives and what could really put us in a place to succeed. So take the positive out of the negative emotion, process the negative emotion, and then shift to a higher vibration through the thought model that I was speaking about in order to get and attract more aligned opportunities into your life. Now again, lastly, I just want to speak about the embodiment work, which is basically showing up as your future self today, like bridging that gap between you today and your future self. And the way you can do this is by consciously asking, what would my future self do today? How would she react today? How would she talk? How would she walk? Like having this alter ego that could be your future self, that could be your ideal version, probably having a role model you want to embody, right? So any of those things, what I do is I have like this guided visualization meditation, and I get to meet my future self every single day. Like I literally visualize her, I see myself going to her, asking her for guidance, talking to her, taking advice from her. And honestly, that's all I need. And a lot of my coaches, they don't actually tell me advice. They help me get my inner guidance. And this one meditation of meeting your future self, meeting your radiant self, has been so life-changing and helping me find advice that is aligned with who I am, with my self-awareness, with my personality, my strengths, rather than what other people are telling me to do, which always happens. And actually, a bonus tip that I just remember that I can talk about is shifting your energetic codes. Now, for example, a way you can do this is if you're having certain disempowering thoughts about yourself, you know the affirmations that you get from the thought model, like those empowering beliefs that you want to believe about yourself, the way you can anchor this into your day-to-day life is by first, multiple ways. So first, you can use something that you wear and then start believing it. So it's like, you know, you put on like a suit and then you're Superman or you're Batman, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you wear something to anchor the more empowering belief system in your head. So you wear it, you look at those affirmations and you repeat them to yourselves. It could be like a rubber band, it could be a lipstick, it could be an eyeliner, it could be a perfume, a particular smell that activates this. And over time, your brain will start associating that particular action or that smell or that activity with that empowering belief. So that's the reason I'm saying anchor, and then visualize white light literally coming from top into your head, into the crown of your head, and moving all the way down to your body while you repeat these affirmations in the mirror to yourself. So literally white light coming all the way up, spreading to your body, and you are repeating these affirmations, these empowering ones, while wearing or doing that anchor activity in front of the mirror, right? So this is something that you can literally do on a day-to-day basis, and this conditions your mind to believe that you are now this embodied future self. You are now this alter ego version of yourself. And when you do this, it's like you are telling your body, I've activated this version, and this is the version I'm going to go out into the world. This is the version that is going to make decisions today. This is the version that is going to live and thrive in life today. And that's why it's so important to create this anchor. I really hope you enjoyed this activity. Like, I hope this resonated with you, because I think it's life-changing and it has really helped me like step into a more empowered, confident version of myself, which always happens. So the benefits of even building a strong mindset, a millionaire mindset, what are the benefits? The benefits are huge, and it starts off with really trusting your gut and intuition over following the herd, doing what is really aligned to you rather than doing what everyone else is doing. And that itself separates you from the masses, because not a lot of people can do that. But having a millionaire mindset, trusting the process, detaching from the outcome, and also embodying your future self helps you be this person who can trust their gut and intuition and trust themselves without having to follow the herd. And another reason that building a millionaire mindset is so important, which is also kind of connected to reason one, is that you will have unwavering self-confidence, unwavering self-belief. And so when people tell you to shift paths, when people tell you to do something, you will still stick on to your path because you know it's an aligned path for you. And how do you know it's an aligned path for you? Because it gives you these feelings of groundedness. It helps you feel super safe. It helps your nervous system feel like you are in the right place. And it's more of like an emotion. It's a grounded emotion and feeling that helps me realize when I'm in alignment and when I'm out of alignment. And generally, when you're out of alignment, there will be a lot of resistance and a lot of suffering in your life. So that's how I know where not to go in life. And when I'm in alignment, I feel very joyous, excited, very full of energy, to be honest. And that's what shows me that, okay, you know, this task has given me so much energy, and I feel like I'm in alignment when I'm doing this task. I'm in flow, which is another state that you get into, which is when you lose track of time, you're in the zone. You get into that state when you're in alignment with what you're doing. And so I think it's so important to like understand when we're in alignment and what tasks are shifting us out of alignment, but what tasks are also necessary for us to be on this path of alignment. And for me, it's really getting into that intuition and getting into that feeling of groundedness. So yeah, the number one thing is trusting your gut over following the herd. Number two is unwavering self-belief and confidence, which you build having this mindset. And lastly, you also have a better decision-making ability. The reason being is you start making decisions looking at the bigger picture rather than the myopic view, because you're less emotional and more logical. Like when you detach yourself from the outcome, you actually are very at peace in the moment. You're very present with yourself. And when you're present, you automatically can make better decisions. So yeah, these are my ways of building a millionaire mindset in my business. These are what helped me in terms of my inner work, in terms of like shifting certain limiting beliefs I had about myself and about being young as a coach and about my looks and about showing up online, that I've shifted using this method as well as the thought model method that I shared with you initially. So I really hope these help you shift into a more empowering version of yourself and build an identity that is more authentically you, brave and beautiful. And so I'm so excited for you to go try these out on your own and build that millionaire mindset to succeed in your life and in your business. I hope you enjoyed this video. I'm Prathna. Thank you so much for listening. Please like and share if you enjoyed this video and you think it would benefit any of your friends. Take care. Bye.